So begin this Bible study, Connecting in the Church. We'll be looking at, over the next six sessions, how we can connect in Christ, how we can connect in unity, how we can connect in growth. We'll be looking at connecting through our words, and then also connecting with our sense of prayer for each other. We'll be looking at connecting also in our sense of service to one another. So we'll be looking at all these different ways that we connect with each other. We'll be looking at Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And so these sessions that you'll be hearing through audio means will be about 10 minutes or less in length. And then you'll be aided through the website with a download of the notes plus guided discussion questions for each of the sessions. I want to first take a look very briefly at who are the Ephesians. These are Christians, the Christian community at Ephesus that Paul actually founded. And the date of the question of Paul's letter to the Ephesians is still up in the air for the most part, but some will say it's in the early 60s AD where Paul wrote his letter. Some believe he wrote it from jail, imprisonment, although it was a community that he founded, and he put Timothy in charge of that community. Some of the very simple themes of the letter of the Ephesians is the vision of Christ reigning in the heavens next to the Father, such as in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20. And then that reign is extended through his church in chapter 3 of Ephesians, verse 10. We see also where the mystery of Jesus Christ is revealed. The word mystery means that which was unknowable, now knowable, and but yet cannot be exhausted. And Christ is revealed as the Redeemer. And we see that, for example, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. He died to restore us to peace and to reconcile people into his human family. We see that, and he's put all things under his feet and under the in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 21 through 22. So the mystery of Christ, however, is revealed in the mystery of his ecclesial body, the church. And there in his church, we see where Christ's reign is most made manifest. And this is what we want to explore over these sessions. So I want to begin today by looking at the first session is connected in Christ. And we're looking at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 17 through 21. And as you turn there, we'll begin reading, picking up with verse 17. And that is, "And he came and preached peace to you who were far off and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you're no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." So first of all, to begin with understanding this, I want to introduce what this session is about. It's about membership in the church. Oftentimes, membership can be construed or understood as like a member of a club or a group. Yet, the membership in the body of Christ and the church is very different from that. For example, people can belong to exclusive clubs and groups, and they can belong to groups in which they pay a certain amount or have a certain reputation. And along with that comes dues, and with that comes expectation of good or services from the club. So it's like a return on your investment. But the church, when the church is seen that way, and being part of a life of a parish community is seen that way, then we have something that's very much contrary to the New Testament understanding of what it means to be a member of a church. For example, what happens when people bring the membership club mindset into the church? What patterns take place in relationships as a result of that? That's a question I'll include in the notes for you to explore and to think about. It's a common thing today in parishes and churches. When people come with the attitude that the church is like the local Kiwanis Club or the local American Legion Club, for example, or any kind of club, for that matter, in which you pay certain dues, expect certain benefits, and entitled to certain things. But as we'll see over these sessions, this is not the vision of the New Testament church. So in this study, we're going to unpack some biblical texts from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, and we'll also look at the living tradition of the church that helps us discover the truths of what belonging to the church means. We'll capture both the obligations and the blessings of what it means to belong. So let's look now at Ephesians 2, verse 17 through 22. Verses 17 and 18, St. Paul speaks here about he's come to preach peace to those who were far off and to those who were near. And then he goes on to say, we have access in one spirit to the Father. What's he talking about here? Well, Jesus' death on the cross eliminated the estrangement between the Jews and Gentiles, between God and God and all human beings. This Jesus came to tear down the walls and the barriers caused by sin in our relationships so that we all can have access to the Father in Christ through the Holy Spirit, and that we're all equal on that level. Estrangement between Jews and Gentiles was broken down. He preached, which means he brought the good news that the solution to iniquity, the solution to division was found in the person of Christ, the gospel of peace. Paul is anticipating there and actually building on some key Old Testament passages, such as in Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7, or Zechariah chapter 9, verse 10. There we see the Old Testament prophets promising the gospel of peace. The reign of Christ, then, is a reign of the risen Christ that announces peace to those far off and to those near, because he conquered sin and death and the evil one through his own death and through his own resurrection. Paul and other evangelists of the New Testament preach peace. In verse 18, we see where it's our relationship through with Christ that we enjoy that sense of unity between Jews and Gentiles, because we experience God as our Father. Galatians chapter 4, verse 6 also enunciates that point. The Holy Spirit is the person then of the Trinity who gives us access to the Father. It's being filled with the Holy Spirit, having the Holy Spirit living in us through the waters of baptism, that cultivates an intimacy in our hearts with the Father through the Son. So when we talk about being members of the church, the first thing we want to talk about, and this is really the title of this session, is that we're connected in Christ. We're connected in Jesus Christ. That those who are part of the body of Christ are connected in Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the death and resurrection of Jesus. All baptized in Jesus, all baptized into the Trinity of love, have access to God. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 5 and 9 talks about the priestly ministry of worship and intercession given to all who are baptized. In verse 19, as a result of all this, we enjoy a citizenship in God's spiritual family. Paul says, so you're no longer strangers and sojourners, he says, but you're fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God. We belong to one spiritual family because of Christ, because of our relationship to him in the power of the Spirit. Verses 20 through 21, he says that this relationship is built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. What's he talking about there? He's saying that the apostles and prophets, the prophets bring forth the New Testament revelation of what God has done through his son Jesus, and the apostles are the ones who establish the Christian communities through the preaching of the gospel. They're the ones that exercise leadership over the Christian communities so that they can live in this sense of being connected to one another through Christ and because of Christ. In fact, Paul even says that Christ is the cornerstone or the capstone of the church, and that we grow together in charity towards one another because of Jesus Christ. In verse 22 and following to the end of the chapter, it says, in whom you also are built into it for the dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Christ holds us together. Christ is the dwelling place of God in the temple. We live in a very disconnected culture. And for the same reasons that we are disconnected in our culture, oftentimes in the church we can be disconnected, because we oftentimes in the church, in the parish communities, for example, will make anything but Christ being the focal point of our time, of our being united to one another. It's really, we're united to one another because of Jesus. When we replace being united with one another because of a particular way of thinking or an agenda or a particular ministry or a particular group that we're part of, then what we've done is we've made that group or that ministry or that agenda replace Christ, who's the center of our unity. Our responsibility as members of the body in Christ, then, as members of the household of God, is to be connected to Christ and recognize that through Christ, we become connected to one another. So I encourage you to have some guided questions for you to look at, and as well as some notes to reflect on. I encourage you to take time with the passages of Scripture also. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for calling us to be the body of Christ here on earth. Help us to grow into that body through being more fully connected to your Son, Jesus. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen.